Christine O'Leary of New Fairfield is sitting in the passenger side of a new black all-electric Nissan Leaf.
Should we put the windows up?
The inside is all digital with glowing lights on the dashboard and the middle console.
The key's in here, but I don't see the start button. Maybe it's this guy. Let's see.
She and Kurt Ostheimer of Stamford are test driving the electric car.
Maybe it's that one?
Oh, there it is. There you go.
Ostheimer owns a Chevy Volt, which is partially electric, but can also use gas. But he says he hasn't really needed to.
I've gone 21,000 miles trouble-free and extremely efficiently. Although the Volt can use gasoline, I've only used about 2 gallons so far.
Wow.
21,000 miles.
Wait a minute. In 21,000 miles, you've used two?
A little less.
2 gallons?
Of gasoline.
Like less than $10 worth of gas in 21,000 miles?
Yes.
O'Leary says she's spending more than $200 on gas every month and is getting just 22 miles a gallon. She says the savings are enough to pique her interest.
I sort of have like a fetish about cars, and not like I buy them and souped up, but I'm sort of turned on by efficiency. So I always knew a lot about them, but, you know, always sort of thought, well, like, how far can you get? And I drive to Maine a lot. That's 4 hours away. That has always felt like a barrier.
In July, Connecticut rolled out a program to try to eliminate that barrier by offering financial incentives for businesses, cities, and towns to install their own charging stations. State Senator Tony Boucher, a Wilton Republican, says she supports the state subsidies.
We will have charging stations from Ridgefield all the way to the coast down to Norwalk, and making it very easy for individuals that do purchase electric cars to be able to use them all throughout the day without having to worry about not having a source to be able to plug them in.
The state's goal is to have no more than 15 minutes between charging stations. Businesses, cities, and towns installing a station can apply for up to $2,000 in subsidies per station, with a cap of 2 stations at each location. There's also a federal program that offers tax incentives that individuals can get, too. Alex Craigie of the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection says installing charging stations can draw in people looking to charge their cars, which can benefit businesses.
It's a major benefit that we are seeing reduced emissions as a result of electric vehicles being deployed. But you are starting to see this become an economic story.
After her test drive in the Nissan Leaf, Christine O'Leary said aside from any environmental or economic benefits, riding in it was fun.
You feel kind of like rebel. Like you could get kind of like badass. You could feel kind of cool with that kind of efficiency.
The DMV says the number of electric vehicles in Connecticut has nearly tripled over the past year to around 300. There are 85 charging stations in the state, which are listed online at the EV Connecticut website. State officials say they hope to more than double that number to 200 by the end of the year. Byron Kittle, WSHU News.